The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. This is Atlanta's exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. Now, the Fan presents the Braves Clubhouse Report.
High fly ball, deep left center. That one's arcing toward the stands. It's gone!
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Smashed high in the air, deep right field, out to the chop house, and it's gone.
This is the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Now, the Braves Clubhouse Report.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday. It is the Braves Clubhouse Report. Here on your home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Kevin McAlpin here with you till the bottom of the hour, revisiting what was an awesome day for Braves fans this past Saturday. Braves Fest 2023. Great to see so many of you out here at the ballpark. And what an awesome atmosphere it was. He had a chance to go down on the field, play catch. I did that with my son. Photo stations, autographs, Q&A sessions throughout the course of the day. It was an absolute blast. And we had a lot of fun bringing it to you on the airwaves here at 680 The Fan. So if you missed any of our coverage, we're going to revisit a few of those conversations throughout the course of our show here today. We're going to start things off momentarily with Ozzie Albies. And I got to tell you, boy, he has set the bar extremely high for his expectations for this season. We'll hear from Ozzie momentarily. Later on, we'll check in with the Rookie of the Year, Michael Harris II. He said after he won the award, it really hadn't sunk into him. Has it done so yet? We'll find out from Money Mike coming up later on. And we'll chat with the skipper, Brian Snitker, in our third segment. So lots of great conversations to get to here over the course of our show. As far as Ozzie Albies is concerned, remember, it was a really up-and-down season for Ozzie last year. Fractured his left foot in a game against the Nationals on June the 13th. Went on the 60-day IL and essentially missed half of the season, only to come back on the 16th of September and then fracture his right pinky finger as he was sliding into second base. The good news is he's had a normal offseason. He's been able to work out with the team training staff, unlike a year ago when we were still dealing with the lockout situation. For Ozzie, just 64 games in 2022. He hit .247. He had a .703 OPS with 16 doubles, 8 homers, and 35 RBI. Again, in very limited playing time in 2022. So what's things look like for the upcoming season for Ozzie? Well, we had a chance to catch up with him on Saturday. Here's that conversation.
Man, we are happy to see this guy. Big smile on his face. Ozzie Albies joining us. Ozzie, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, it is always good to be back here for Braves Fest. I know this. We were talking about this in our last segment. This sort of feels like the kickoff to the new season. You know, you guys have spring training in a few weeks, and for as much fun as we have and the fans have, you guys must enjoy seeing each other as well.
Yes, we do. You know, you go 2.5-3 months without seeing anybody. You're just texting, and now you come back. It's like a start of the season, like you said. You come here, you do the fan fest, the gala, and all that stuff, and then after that, two, 3 weeks, you're in spring training, ready to go.
How do the pranks work out? Do you have 2.5 months to plan how you're gonna, like, you and Ronald are pretty infamous for your antics in the dugout. Do you have to plan around and try to sneak up and get the first good one into the season?
A little bit. You know, you kind of talk to, you know, call and stuff like that in the off season, but you let everybody enjoy their time with their family, because in the season when it's go time is go time. We're going to be seeing each other every day for like 9 to 10 months. So.
Try not to get tired of each other.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's always fun to, you know, hang out before a game, work, and then in the game you just play. You play as hard as you can and have fun with it and try to win every night.
How about you? How are you feeling coming into spring? I mean, I know you had the lengthy time on the IL last year. You come back and you end up missing the rest of the year. How are you feeling health-wise?
I'm feeling great. Feeling great. You know, I'm working out right now to be ready for this upcoming season. That's all I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I know a lot of fans were bummed, and I'm sure you probably were even more bummed than anybody.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't seem like the type of guy that can stand not being on the ball field.
I can't understand not being on the field. I want to play every day. And, I mean, a little bit. It it, you know, it was there where stuff happened, and, you know, it's part of the game. I took it as, hey, it's part of the game. You always play hard. Things can happen, and stay positive, and the good will come.
How about the job that you see a guy like Vaughn Grissom do when he comes up? You know what it's like to be a young player, and I'm sure this place looks like it holds a million people, but for him to come up there and hold down the fort for you guys, what can you say about the job he did last year?
Phenomenal job. He came, played as hard as he can. Like, nobody was in doubts that he's not going to be playing out there. So he went out there and do what he had to do, and like, you know, he's going to play the game hard.
Yeah, but now he gets to come back and see Ozzie Albies playing second base again. Now, I got a couple things. Number one, the bigger bases. What's the steal number you're looking for this year? Tell me it starts with a three. Tell me.
No, it starts with a four, actually.
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
Like,
yeah,
it.
You have to go for the max, you know?
Who's winning? Are you going to beat Ronald in stolen bases this year? Well, you, Ronald, and Mike? Who's winning?
Let's say it is. Let's try to get 100 between them, both of us.
That's what I like to hear,
you
man.
Know? It doesn't matter how we do it. Let's do it.
Now, I do have a question that I have heard that you are ridiculously strong on the team. So, do you use a heavy bat or a light bat? That's really what I want to know.
Yeah, I'm probably using one of the biggest bats.
Use the 31.5, 32.5 weight?
32.5, 32 weight, but the length is 34.5.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
I've heard. Yeah. Someone said, I think it was Snit who said, pound for pound, he would put his money on you as being the strongest guy on this team.
I use a very big bat. I know that.
Yeah.
Point of pride, you bragged everybody else about it a little bit?
No.
Oh.
That's just what I feel good with. And sometimes me and Travis and Noah share the bat because he likes to swing the big lock too, you know?
Ozzie Albies joining us here from Braves Fest. Another minute or two with Ozzie. You're going to have a new double play partner. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, I mean, obviously spring training is going to be a big part of getting your timing down. But how long does that take? You've been around a long time now. But does it take a couple of days? Is it a couple of weeks of games to kind of get that timing down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, not playing for like 2-3 months, and now you start back. You're going to get back into the routine of, hey, how many outs there is in the inning? Yeah. Like, sometimes in the first early game, you're like, oh, is it 2 outs? And probably one.
Right.
Or zero. Like, through his innings, that takes so long. That's why they did the rotate, so the game can keep moving. Because it's obviously sprint training games. It's practice games, so you can get back on track. But it takes, some people takes them a week, 2 weeks. Some people takes them 3 days. Like, it all depends on how you progress in the game, you know? Like, for me, my timing, when it's early spring and we face each other on the team side, I try to just see a couple, swing a couple right away so I can just, you know, you want to get your time, you have to swing.
Right.
You can't get your time by just looking at it. So
right.
You can track the pitch and just get your vision and stuff going, but you have to swing to get your timing.
First time you see 95 overhand, do you kind of just take a step back and go, whoa,
yeah,
like, forgot what that looked like.
That was fast. But then, like, probably the next day, your mind, your muscle memory already saw that and repeatedly keep seeing. It clicks, and there you go.
Now with the shift band this year, you being a former shortstop, I have a feeling you're probably going to like the shift band because it's going to let you do a little bit more rangy things
I love that we don't have to shift anymore.
That's kind of what I figured.
Play baseball.
Every shortstop ever is like, no, don't tell me that there's another person in my area.
How's
that going to affect the rest of the guys on the team, particularly you batting lefty, Matt Olson?
Let me say it like this. Like, if you hit a ball over second baseman's head, it should be a hit. Mm-hmm. And you probably got 30 of those taken away during the season last year or the previous year because there was a guy standing in mid-right field. And you think you got a hit. Like, let's say a base is loaded 2 out. You hit that ball right at the guy in the outfield. Like, come on, that should have been 2 RBI. We won the game, walk-off, whatever it is, you know? That's what I want to see. I want to see the game played, the regular baseball game. And there's only 2 options that can happen. Either you lose or you win. Just go play hard, and that's it.
Plus, it looks a whole lot cooler when you get to range a really long way and make a sweet play.
Exactly. Like, if you're playing regular depth at second base or shortstop, and there is a routine ball hit, it should be an out. As a pitcher, it's frustrating to see a pitcher go look at you like, ah. You know, like, yeah, why are we playing that shift? Like, just play baseball, have fun. It's going to be a fun year.
And wrapping up with Ozzie Albies, it's going to be a fun year, no doubt about it. We know this division has been so challenging the last few years. It doesn't look like it's going to change here this year, does it?
It's still a challenge.
I need all in
for,
on that.
For like the 6th year I played this division, it always has been fun and always has been competitive. So that's why I like it.
Yeah, don't expect any different this year.
No, it's the best when you could say for the 6 years it's going to be tight, but guess what? We've won the last five.
Exactly.
So everybody's looking up at
us. We're going to go and go win again. That's all we're focusing on. Go win the whole thing again.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. Ozzy, it's good to see you, man. Glad you're
Thanks for stopping by
and hanging out with us here at Braves Fest. I know there's a lot of folks that are looking forward to seeing you. Are you going to get out on like the wiffle ball field and try to punch somebody out or anything?
Maybe.
Why not? All right. Always the competitor, Ozzy Albies. We look forward to seeing you at spring training. Good luck this year.
Thank you, guys. See you guys.
All right, there's Ozzy Albies. And how about that? 100 stolen bases between him and Ronald Acuna Jr. And pretty lofty expectations. And you know that this team's going to be excited going down to camp. And obviously, Ozzy's going to be knocking down the doors to get back on the field healthy once again here in 2023. All right, we'll step aside for a break. On the other side, we'll hear from the Rookie of the Year, Money Mike Harris. That's coming up next on the Braves Clubhouse Report on The Fan.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on 680 The Fan.
Meet Harper, teammate at Truist.
Hello.
She was born to care and always had your back. Like the time her friend's bumper car took a gnarly hit.
Oh, no.
His retainer went flying, but Harper caught it before it got crushed. Today, Harper's a teammate at Truist, the bank with Truist One checking. With no overdraft fees, $100 negative balance buffer, and automatic upgrades, Truist One checking has your back, too. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. $100 negative balance buffer. Eligibility requirements apply. Truist Bank member FDIC.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the home of the Braves, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Little under a month to go until spring training. Pitchers and catchers right around the corner. Matter of fact, first Grapefruit League game for the Braves a month from today. I know a lot of folks getting excited and certainly looking forward to seeing what Michael Harris II can do as an encore. Last season, the Rookie of the Year as a 21-year-old. Listen to these numbers, folks. A .297 average, an .853 OPS, 27 doubles, three triples, 19 home runs, and 64 RBI. Oh, by the way, he stole 20 out of 22 bases that he had attempted to run on. So another guy who's looking forward to bigger bags here in 2023. And here's Michael as he looks forward to the new season.
A lot of the merch that's going to be picked up here today at Braves Fest is going to have a 23 on the back of it.
Pretty safe bet.
Yeah, as we have Michael Harris II join us. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing great. And this is, I mean, look at all these people. It's 10 o'clock in the morning and in the middle of January. These folks are geared up and ready for baseball. Man, I'm sure you feel the same.
Yeah, that's why they're the best in baseball. So drive us every day to play better, and then they show up at events like this just – motivates us every day to go play hard for them.
I know when you were named Rookie of the Year, sort of the interviews you did, you're like, it really hasn't sunk in. Like, it hasn't really hit me. A couple of months later, have you had a chance to reflect, and has it finally hit you yet, or is it something that's going to take a little more time?
Yeah. When it first happened, it really didn't hit me. I think 2 weeks later, it really did. I started calling myself Leroy Jenkins now, so... it hit me, and I kind of noticed that it's something you can only win one time, so it's kind of a big achievement in my life, and I try to cherish it.
Well, very few questions that you had, maybe one of the short list rookie debut seasons for a Brave. The good part of that is you were incredible, and nobody thought to see somebody jump straight from double and just dominate the big leagues. The harder question is now, what do you do for an encore? How do you do even better this season over the course of a full year?
Probably just be improving on the little things. You can't really, I mean.
Now, see, Ozzy said he was aiming for 40 bags. I asked him who was going to take the title between you, him, and Ronald. And we can throw Vaughn in there, too, because Vaughn's got some wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But from you, are you taking that crown? Who's winning this year?
I mean, hopefully we all get it.
I need somebody on top.
I mean. If you need me to take it, I'll take it. But I feel like if we all just push each other, we'll all just get up there and make each other better regardless. So
we're looking at Ronald and Ozzy, 100. And so we'll throw like 50 more on top. So 150 stolen bags.
There we go. That sounds good.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. And the bases are a little bit – have you had a chance to see the bigger bases yet?
When I was in Double A, we had bigger bases, so I kind of got a taste of that before I came up here. So I kind of
licking the chops a little bit.
Yeah, I got the cheat code to it. So,
and there it is funny because I was just down in Northport last week. From a fan's perspective, you probably can't tell that they're bigger, but on the field, it's a noticeable difference, right?
Yeah, it's way more noticeable, and it's flatter. So I guess it kind of risks the injury of stepping on the top of the base or. Yeah. stuff like that. So, yeah, it's definitely bigger on the field.
All right, we saw you take center field and just kind of plant a flag and say, hey, this is mine for the next decade. We're talking about now no longer having Dansby on the squad, so Vaughn and Orlando are going to get a shot at shortstop. Mm-hmm. But for you to come up the way you did, for Spencer to come up and just dominate the league the way he did, and then for Vaughn to come up when he did and kind of keep the infield afloat the way he was, you've played with Vaughn a lot.
Yeah.
Just for the fans out there who maybe only saw the 31 or something games in the big leagues, like, what are they going to get with Vaughn and Michael Harris together?
Yeah, we've been tight ever since we got drafted together in 2019. So we've been ever since 2019 when we started in rookie ball, we were always like 2 and 3 in the lineup, like right behind each other. So we've always motivated each other to go out there and play harder every day. And I guess you're gonna see more of us and how fun we can be together, because we kind of have a bond and we know how to act around each other.
Troublemaker's gonna be a trademark T-shirt here very soon.
Yeah, they already have one.
I'm behind the times already.
There you go. I'm an extra large, by the way. If you have an extra, one, you can drop it on by. Michael Harris is joining us here from Braves Fest. One or two more questions for you, and we'll let you go. There's a lot of folks here that probably want to say hello. When you talk about yourself and Vaughn, I know you guys have known each other for a number of years. For you guys both to have the impact you had at such a young age and to come up here and really make that transition seamless, how much pride did you take in that? How much fun was that for you guys to go through that together last year?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think when I first got caught up and was having a little success, he kind of asked me how it was like, and I just told him it was pretty much the same game we've been playing our whole life. It's just the highest level, and I mean, baseball is always still played the same way. It's just the talent level is different. So just go out there and just be yourself and just play the same game you've been playing.
Do you still remember who your most difficult – I should ask you this way. How much of your first month of the season when you got called up is just a blur? Or do you remember every little bit of it? And who's the toughest dude that you faced rookie year? Did you face quite a few guys, man?
Yeah, especially in this division.
No, I have one that – They really got to me. I say Suarez from the Phillies, but first month it was, like I said, I was just out there playing my game and kind of do what I've been doing to get caught up there. So it was a blur. I didn't really notice where I was. I was just playing the same game I've been playing, but. Yeah, I say definitely Suarez. I had a lot of trouble with him.
Which is kind of odd to say in a division that had DeGrom and Max Scherzer and Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler. There are no easy pitchers to face in the NL East, but you guys excited about the kind of new schedule where you get to play a little bit of everybody?
Yeah, I think it's good to see every team and you just get to see everybody. I mean, we just play a lot of games inside of our division, so we don't really get to see everybody play and get to play against some of these other great teams and other great players that, I mean, just don't get a chance to come on the East Side, or we don't come on the West Coast, so... I think it'd be fun to be able to play against everybody.
I think it'll help grow the game as well. I think that's a big part of this is you'll get a chance to see players that you've only really heard of or seen on highlights, and it should be a lot of fun. Michael, I know you got a busy day, lots to get to. It's good to see you. Enjoy the next couple of weeks, and, man, we'll look forward to spring training right around the corner, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's Michael Harris, finally sunk in, the rookie of the year. What an unbelievable season it was for the 21-year-old, who at times was the youngest player in all of baseball last season. You'd never know it by watching him. Good to see Michael, and looking for 150 now stolen bags between Ronald, Ozzie, and Michael Harris. Boy, it should be fun to watch this team run the bases here in 2023. One guy who will probably have a lot of interest in seeing how that works out is the skipper, and we'll hear from Brian Snitker coming up next on the Braves Clubhouse Report on The Fan.
This is the Braves Clubhouse Report, exclusively on 680 The Fan.
Cold months in the South mean that rodents, critters, and pests are trying to find a way into your warm house. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Braves, so you know you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
You're listening to the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, exclusively on Atlanta's Sports Station, the home of the Braves, The Fan.
Well, one of the most popular guys at Braves Fest on Saturday was Brian Snitker, now entering his seventh full season at the helm of the Atlanta Braves. And what a run it's been for Snit. 5 consecutive NL East titles, Of course, a World Series championship in 2021. Looking to get back to that point here this season. And let's now hear the thoughts of Snit as he gets ready for spring training 2023.
Joined by the skipper, Brian Snitker, kind enough to spend some time with us here. And Snit, we've had a great day, and I'm sure for as much fun as we're all having, you guys getting a chance to be around the fans, take selfies, run around. This has to be a fun day for all of you guys as
well. Yeah, you know, it's awesome. Last night, the gala was unbelievable. You know, my hat's off to the players for all of them showed up. I think a lot of our new players were kind of a little in awe at everything we were doing and how it was working. And, you know, I saw them all this morning. They are. They're having a fun time. I mean, you know what? They appreciate all these fans that are here because it's you know, it's real. I talk about Braves Country being real. You know, they get it when it's a school night in the middle of the week and this place is rocking, you know, during the summer. So they really, really appreciate our fan base.
It's funny you mention that because we had Sean Murphy on a little while ago, and he said, we were here on a Tuesday in June, and there was 42,000 people for the A's and Braves. He was blown away. So I think for folks who haven't experienced that, and some of your newcomers, this will be a whole new experience.
It's a big deal. I mean, this is a special place. Guys want to come here. They enjoy. I think when they play against our club, and they see the tenacity of our team and what they do and how they present themselves, and they all want to be a part of it.
And it's a little bit, I guess it's kind of like awe-inspiring for players when they see this happen at Braves Country, but it's also something that if you're a team outside in, you see that culture. Man, I want to be a part of it.
And they do.
You look at what Matt Olson has meant to the team already, mm-hmm. how influential he's going to be. Now you bring in Sean Murphy and what that's going to mean going forward. So you're getting to the point now where there's not going to be a lot of lineup decisions to make because everybody's going to be here for the next half decade.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing because I tell us, you know, when I first got here, we were putting, you know, we'll work for food signs out on the interstate trying to get players to come in here. You know, so, you know, and that's a good thing. I told the players last year, we've worked really hard here to set that bar high and the expectations are high, and I think the guys love it. They feed off of that. You know, it's they're a battle-tested group now.
Yeah, and we talked about this with Cranny earlier. You still have a relatively young pitching staff. You got guys that are still kind of developing. Age-wise, they're young, but the experience these guys have gotten in the postseason, as you've talked about, you can't replicate.
You know,
that.
It's the pitchers. I mean, you take a young guy like Ian Anderson. You know, he's pitching Game 7s. He's for a young pitcher, and this with the limited time he's had in the major league, he's been through a whole lot. A lot of these guys, Max, and you know, Spencer's got a taste of it last year, which is really good. And you know, even the position players. I mean, these guys aren't long in the tooth yet either. They're just, you know, they're young, really good players, and have been through a lot in a short period of time.
The only starter who's going to be over 30 is going to be Eddie, if I'm not mistaken, right? Everybody else is under the age of 30. Wow. It's an incredibly young squad. And speaking about that pitching staff, obviously we know that there's the big battle for the fifth starter spot. Ian is going to be featured in that very heavily. But also, we get to see Mike Soroka try to make his comeback. How excited are you for Mike to take a bat?
I'm so happy for him that he's had a normal offseason. And, you know, and when he gets to spring training, he'll, you know, be able to just be with the guys. He'll be in a group and doing drills and all that with everybody else and instead of kind of on the sideline as he did last spring. So I'm happy for him. He loves to play. He loves to compete, and it's really going to be cool to get him back out there.
You know, this time last year, we didn't know when there was going to be a season, how many games they would play. You've had a normal offseason, and I think it's a breath of fresh air for all of us in the game. But going to some of those guys that are recovering from last year and maybe didn't have normal seasons, whether it was Ronald or Ozzie coming off the injury, Spencer, how beneficial do you think it's going to be for all those guys to just have this normal routine this offseason?
Oh, I think it's huge. You know, even Kirby Yates was, you know, we got him, and even though it was a sim game, we got him cleared to have a normal offseason. And last year, and you know, he'd been 2 years kind of rehabbing, and that's tough duty. I mean, it's you know, you got to have an unbelievable mindset and all to do that, and so I'm happy for those guys that get to do, you know, have the normal time. You know, I just was with Charlie, you know, last year he had a rough off season, you know, rehabbing the leg and everything. So he was a little bit behind. So now, you know, I mean, he's, you know, had a normal off season and chasing kids and working, you know, doing his normal workouts and all that. So I think it's huge for those guys.
All right, it's another year. It's another year of filling in a big hole that was left. Dansby Swanson leaving this season, and now it's Vaughn Grissom, Orlando Arcia stepping up. I am a huge Vaughn Grissom fan. I've bought in completely on this young man. What have you seen so far from Vaughn? What did you see when he first came up, just how acclimated he could get as quickly as he did, along with the other young guys, Michael and Spencer?
Right. Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, and he came at just the right time. He was hot at the time in AA. He was doing well. I loved the call. When Alan, we were in Boston, and Alec called, and when, did his hamstring, and I was like, man, I think this is a great – I talked to Greg Walker about 2 weeks before, and he goes, Sned, he goes, you might think I'm crazy, but this Grissom kid, this, he's going off, you know. So it was good, and he did a great job for us. I mean, he stepped in, just shows you the depth of our system and our organization when you can have somebody – plug somebody in with – you know, he's had limited professional experience, and, you know, it's good. I think, you know, you hate to lose players, especially when, you know, the guys that you've been around a long time, like Dansby, Freddie, or whatever, but you know, it's we have a way of we'll rebound, we'll do okay, we'll piece this thing together and be fine.
Helps when you got another three or four MVP quality players on the same squad.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, we had Ozzie in earlier, and he has set the bar incredibly high for the stolen base numbers for this team. He said, well, between me and Ronald, probably about 100 this season, and then Michael Harris just chipped in another 50, so I don't think we have to worry about the run game. These guys are all ready to take off.
Don't forget, too, that Sean Murphy decided he's going to kick it.
Yeah, Sean Murphy's got two in his
back. Oh, does he? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we got Sean Murphy to try and thwart the other team's attempts to steal. So, yeah, you know, these guys, they're aggressive, they're young, they're hungry. You know, why not? Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how the new rules work out in that respect. I know they've limited the numbers of throwovers and all that, trying to increase the stolen base. So it's going to play right into these guys' game.
Speaking of that, is a guy like Max, who's got already one of the more underrated pitchers, but who has the most devastating pickoff move, is that just going to be another way to show off just how good it is?
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's why I'm not a big fan of that rule. I think that's, you know, controlling the running game is part of baseball. I mean, it's something that guys need to work at more. They need to get better at. And, you know, they were going to limit those, you know, those kind of things with a guy like Max. I said, Max, his move is a weapon for him. I mean, it's the best one in baseball. And you know, and usually if you kind of look at it, he'll get him on the first one a lot of times, even when they know he's got that good one.
It's hilarious. I've never. It's, you know, he's going to throw over, and he still gets you.
He still gets you. Yeah, he's really, really good.
And he picks his spots too. He doesn't throw over a ton. His percentage of pickoffs is through the roof.
Yeah, and that's just something that I just turn. I sit there and do dummy type signs because I just let him handle it because he's got such a great feel.
As you get ready for spring training, it's a couple of weeks away. You will have some position battles that you'll watch unfold. What happens in left field? What happens at shortstop? What happens to round out your rotation? How excited are you to see that healthy competition play itself out?
There's nothing wrong with that. That's great when you have that type of that competition. And you know, it's not a lot of spots, which is good. Right. I mean, you know, there's always be somebody that kind of, you know, sets themselves apart, you know, that Matzik or the Strider or somebody like that that you're not even really thinking about. Yeah. And that's the beauty of the game and all that when it happens.
And that's part of the fun of this game, too, is because this time last year, if we're having this conversation, we're not talking about Spencer Strider.
Right.
We're not talking about Vaughn Grissom. And those were Michael Harris, three guys that had such a big impact.
Yeah, I know. And you know, it's like I said, I've always said with Michael, I said I liked the kid first time he jumped the fence,
yeah.
You know, and he was, I said, you know, this kid was a caddy last year in spring training, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's a National League Rookie of the Year, so it's just, you just never know. You never know, and you never know when, and so, you know what, I just hope we keep developing.
We were talking to Sal Fasano a little bit earlier, and we talked to Sean Murphy a little bit earlier, just kind of getting the lay of the land, welcoming into Braves country and all that. Not having William Contreras, that seems like a pretty big loss offensively. Adding a guy like Sean Murphy, though, means you've just taken a position that was very strong last year, and you just added a top three catcher in all of Major League Baseball. How do you determine who gets how many starts? Those are both dogs behind the plate.
No, I know.
They want to be there every night.
Yep. No, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's usually something that, you know, you have a plan, but usually those things can't seem to work their way, you know, something will happen. It's kind of like when you got a guy coming off the DL and you're, you know, to a week down the road, you're making plans, but it's like if you don't, then you're going to get, you know, stuck, you know, slapped in the face or whatever. So we'll see. You know, it'll have a way of working itself out, but it's a great problem to have when you have two of the guys of the quality of those two guys.
All right, wrapping up with Brian Snicker. What a offseason it was. Your son Troy, part of the coaching staff with Dusty Baker's club. Do you still get bragging rights, though, at the Thanksgiving dinner, at Christmas dinner, that you got it first?
Well, I mean, I did till he got his trophy in the mail the other day. So we have two World Series trophies in our house, which is pretty cool. So, no, I'm happy for him, very proud of him. And so I told him last year, it's like, you need to let old dad maybe have this one because you got plenty of time to get one. I didn't know it was going to be the next year, but very proud of what he's accomplished.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. And I know a lot of folks in Braves country were rooting for Troy and the Astros this year. Snit, always good to catch up.
Thanks.
We will look forward to seeing you down in Northport, and I can't wait to opening day, man.
It's right around the corner. We'll see you there, and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks. Yeah, there is Brian Snitker. 1 month from today, Braves will have their first Grapefruit League game on February 25th. Baseball is not far off, and this weekend really felt like the unofficial kickoff to the 2023 season. Big thanks to Brian Snitker, of course, Michael Harris II, and Ozzie Albies for joining us, along with a number of other Braves players and coaches. It was an absolute blast. And if you're looking for any of those interviews, you can find them on 680thefan.com. Chuck and Chernoff are coming up next with my buddy Matt Chernoff. Matt, I'm sorry I went a minute and 28 seconds long. I'm sorry.
I don't know. And then you're going to get Hoyt yelling at me because once you go late, then I go late. And we're late all the time. And it's just, it doesn't end. And I get screamed at all day.
Well, can we just blame Nick and Chris then? Because it kind of pushed me back a little bit.
I feel like anything that goes wrong at the station, if we blame the two of them, we're better off.
There you go. Well, I'll take the fall for them. What's coming up on the big show this afternoon?
The first time, and gosh, wait, how long has it been since we have opened an audio fun bag? We have a bag of audio fun to open, which if you're new around here is essentially just bloopers and practical jokes making fun of ourselves and some of the missteps at the station. We'll do that around 3:30. So it's been people here. So we'll do that around 3:30, and who knows what else after that. We haven't really, we got to plan better for these shows.
Yeah, you just throw the plan out the window.
We'll figure out when we get there.
You'll just wing it. All right, that's going to do it for the Braves Clubhouse Report. Chuck and Chernoff are up next. They'll take you the rest of the way, and we'll do this again next Wednesday at 2 right here on The Fan.
Thanks for joining us for the latest on your Atlanta Braves on WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey Broadcasting station. Join The Fan every Wednesday at 2 p.m. for all the latest news on your Atlanta Braves.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.